South Carolina, I think, Charleston.
From where?
From Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Trimble.
Yeah. She's a year older than us. She's really...
Where do you live in Miami?
The south part, it's, they call it like Sunnyland or Kendall.
It's really south of Miami. You're down. You don't have to go from Miami to come up here, really.
No, I just take the expressway.
We were down there a couple of years ago. A year ago last summer. The little granddaughter from Tallahassee and her mother came down and... the mother was born in Key West and lived there till she was 2 years old. Her father was in the Navy. She hadn't been back since. She didn't know what Key West looked like, really. So we told them if they'd come down and visit us for a few days, we'd take them on down to Key West and let them see it. So we were down right in the face of the hurricane that came through that early. It was in, it was right after school was out in June. And what do you remember that or not? 2 years ago, a year ago last June.
There was an actual hurricane?
It came up through across the Gulf. We didn't get it. Mm-hmm. But we got the outside edge of it. It rained. It just poured and rained and was squally. The further down we went, we didn't even know about it up here. And the further down we went, we stopped for gas down the other side, I guess about where you live, the other side of Miami. Mm-hmm. And the filling station man said, picked a bad time to go to Key West or something like that. Said, I bet you'll have rain all the rest of the way. Well, sure enough, we did. We stopped and ate lunch down there at that new park. Where the park where you take the boats and go out to the underwater park down there.
Oh, Penny Camp?
Down the Keys.
Petticamp?
Yeah, Petticamp. There's a nice place there to eat lunch. And we had fixed the lunch before we left. And it began to rain while we were there, and it just got worse and worse the further we went. But we kept on going. And we got down there and got our rooms, and we had taken Liz along with us for somebody for Susan. They're about the same age. And they put their bathing suits on, got out of the swimming pool, and they had a ball. We kind of stayed under shelter. As soon as mother got out with an umbrella and walked around a little bit, she wanted to see some of it. Mm-hmm. But we were disappointed because we planned to take them. Have you ever taken that little conch train trip?
Mm-mm.
You get on the conch train and they take you through the Navy Yard and all around Key West and show you all the things. Of course, they have a talk that goes along with it. And we wanted to take Muriel especially on that, to go through the Navy Yard and see. But she said she did as we rode around a little bit the next morning before we left, but it was still raining and going too hard to, the conch train wasn't running. So we drove around just a little bit, and I think she saw where her folks had lived. And she was born.
Was it real built up?
Oh, yes, Key West is built up. It was the Navy being down there, and Air Force, Naval Air Force, and all that. It's nothing like what it was when her family was there. I think that was back before the Second World War.